At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Final hour of this show on a Monday. Chris and Amy, 104.1 FM KMOX. Political commentator, author of the daily newsletter called So What? You should sign up for it. An independent news creator who you can see on Substack, YouTube, Newsphere, and also on News Nation. Chris Saliza is with us today on KMOX. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we are just splendid, I think.
I think we're great.
Well, a wild weekend.
Hey, what? Chris, let's ask Chris this first. Did you go to the parade?
Oh, gosh, no. And that's, by the way, that's not a political statement. That's a statement of me not liking logistics and hassles.
Yeah. Like, uh-huh. Yeah.
Back in my younger years, I might have been tasked with covering something like that. But nowadays, I can sort of, you know, pick and choose what I want to do. And it was such a cluster. It just logistically in D.C., yeah. Like so many roads closed. They basically said, don't drive into the city at all. Honestly, that and the weather, which was, you know, it wound up actually not being terrible during the parade, but I will tell you, it rained harder on Saturday night wow. than I've heard in a long time here. I think that actually had something to do with the crowds not being massive. I know the left wants to say, like, this shows that no one likes Donald Trump. It's like, well, I mean, he got 78 million votes, you know, 6.5 months ago. But, like, it was a logistical cluster. And so I stayed away. I did watch a bunch of it.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I was driving my older son to and from a soccer game, so I listened to some. I saw some of the counter protests in my area, but I did not participate in the military parade or participate in watching the military parade in person.
Was the vibe very much focused on the military more than Trump, or what was your takeaway from that?
I think you can't discount, I think, the fact that most people woke up Saturday morning to the news that two Minnesota lawmakers had been shot at their homes. Obviously, one and her husband died, the other have lived. But, like, I actually think that had a little bit overall. The counter protests were very peaceful. The military parade, I thought, was less than what some people had worried about it being. Because I do think that kind of cast a, like, okay, like, let's maybe rein it back in a little bit. I don't know how long that lasts, but I did think watching the parade, it felt like 90% a celebration of the Army's birthday and 10% a celebration of Donald Trump's birthday, maybe even less. Mm-hmm. When he gave his speech, I was kind of waiting for this kind of like long campaign speech. And he had one line where he said, you know, America is the hottest country in the world, which is a line he uses all the time when he speaks, when he's doing more political speeches. But he then kind of reined it in and went back to, you know, it's probably the shortest speech I've literally ever heard him give in 10 years. Mm. I thought it was underwhelming in the best possible way, in that it didn't feel threatening to me. It didn't feel like we were on the cusp of violence, either in the counter protests or the military parade. I mean, you know, it was people celebrating the Army's 250th mm-hmm. birthday, which I think is a just fine thing to do. And it did not have the overtones, I didn't think, that some people on the left, I think, were very worried about.
And that's good because, like you said, we want to celebrate America's totally. Military and the Army. And if you are a military family, Republican or Democrat, and you're thinking this is a time to honor those who have served, those who've given their lives, you don't want it to be viewed as another campaign event or a Trump-focused thing. It really should be an Army-focused event.
And to their credit, I think it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. Like, yes, of course, Donald Trump was there. Yes, he spoke. Yes, he saluted the troops. But I don't, to me, I was watching it and just thinking, okay, like, through the eyes of, like, someone who really just hates Donald Trump, I guess you could say, like, why are we doing this? It costs too much money. We're going to damage the roads. But anyone other than that, it kind of felt to me like, hey, this is kind of nice. Like, the soldiers were clear, I thought, seemed happy to be there. They were waving the kids. Like, it didn't feel like watching those parades, the military parades in, like, Russia and yeah. North Korea, where everyone's, like, stern. And like, it kind of looked like a regular parade. And I know for people who hate Donald Trump, they're going to be like, a regular parade with M1A1, you know, Abrams tanks. Yes, I get that. At the same time, I didn't get the, we're going to militarize this country, you know, and take over kind of vibes. It felt more like a, oh, cool, there's this division. And, you know, if you watched it, you learn stuff, I think, unless you're a military historian, about, like, okay, here's where the Army came from, and here are the different elements of it, and here's what they do, and, you know, they went through the Gulf War. And then, you know, I didn't think it was, there was nothing about it that struck me as like, oh, this is a Donald Trump production designed to kind of intimidate. I didn't see that at all. And that's not to say someone couldn't have watched it and seen that, but I think you'd have to look pretty hard to find that.
Yeah, I think the counter argument to the parade is you could use that $45 million and make sure you're not firing people from the VA. If you really want to honor veterans, you could do something for them like that. But
I agree, and I think that's a totally valid criticism, Chris. I think the cost probably will be more. My experience with these things is whatever they say the cost is 1.5 to 2 times it by the time it's all over.
Right.
And I totally agree with that. I just mean the optics of the parade itself didn't strike me as sort of what some of the Never Trump folks and people on the left were predicting as, like, this is the authoritarian state on display. I didn't see that.
So while that was happening around the country, the No Kings protests were going on. And a lot of that is about, it's about the president in general. But, you know, much of that is about ICE and the way these raids have gone. And while many people like it, they like the way this is going down, millions of people do not like the way this is going down. And there are 6 House Republicans who sent a letter to ICE asking them to, you know, not go after these nonviolent people and to go after criminals instead, which was the promise that was made on the campaign trail. So you've got these Republicans in the House who are against the way things are going. What do you see happening next with the way all of this is happening? Because what we know is that Stephen Miller had directed people to arrest more people because there weren't enough arrests for his liking.
Right. And so the political issue they have is this. Because there were many more people coming over the border during the Biden term, they were deporting, Biden administration were deporting more people. Because less people are coming over, you know, and that's a victory for Donald Trump, but because less people are coming over, they're deporting less people. And they don't want to be seen as deporting less people than the Biden administration because Donald Trump ran on immigration, right? I think it got overlooked, Chris, but it was either late last night or this morning. Donald Trump put out something on Truth Social. Basically, once you kind of sift out all the, you know, the what I would call sort of juvenile language and attacks, once you sift out all that, he's basically saying that he's calling for more targeting of blue Democratic-run major cities for deportations. That, as in LA is not going to be a one-off, it's going to be the first of a bunch. So I don't anticipate the 6 Republicans breaking from Trump on this having much influence on him. I think Donald Trump views things in very broad strokes, and very broad strokes of this is, I got elected on immigration to be tougher and draw a line in the sand. Are we going to break some eggs along the way? Sure. But you know what? The American people are generally with me. So I'm vastly oversimplifying the question here and the issues raised. But I think he views it through that lens. And that's why I think you're probably going to see more things, more deportations, and frankly, more stories where people are being targeted at, urgent care centers and those sorts of things to be deported. I think they think net, it's a win for them. But that's obviously a political gamble they're willing to take. So I would think we're going to see more, not less. Hopefully, certainly less of violent protests. But I mean, protests are one thing, but violent protests are another. But I think from the Trump administration side, you're going to see more of this ramping up of deportations in cities that are controlled by Democrats.
Chris, apropos of nothing.
Okay, that's my favorite.
Okay, mm-hmm. Donald Trump's sons plan to launch Trump Mobile.
I just saw this before coming on. Yes.
Okay, that's why I think it's fairly recent development here. They want to take on wireless giants and their wireless plans to offer a $499 phone in August. They also want it to be American made. My question is...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Does this flirt with, like, I don't know, capitalizing and merchandising the presidency?
Flirt with?
Heavy flirting?
Like, full-on heavy petting of the presidency. I mean, like, yes, of course. I mean, this is a total grift. If Donald Trump, ask yourself this. If Donald Trump isn't president, how big a market is there for the Trump mobile phone?
Right.
I mean, give me a break. Like, yeah, I mean, some people might buy it. But, like, this is, I don't know if we've talked about this on air before, guys, but one of the things, and I know people, when they hear crypto, the vast majority of people roll their eyes and aren't interested. But if you dig at all into what Donald Trump and his family are doing on crypto, I mean, it's just a straight grift.
Yeah.
Like, they created a coin, a collectible coin, where they were basically like, if you buy more of this coin, you can come to this dinner that they had earlier this month with the president. I mean, that's just selling access straight up. They have this thing called World Liberty Financial, which is a crypto bank that foreign nations are investing in. I mean, yes, this is in keeping with we have not seen an attempt to monetize the presidency this way ever before. And they're going to continue to do things like this. On crypto alone, the estimate is that Trump, $2.4 billion of Donald Trump's net worth, about 40% of it, is now because of the crypto things they have launched since the beginning of the year. I mean, it's stunning.
And his coin, it's something like less than 60 wallets have made money on it, but
yes,
close to 800,000 have lost money on it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, it's a grift. I mean,
yeah,
it is just a straight up. There's no, I always say this. Do I think Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's brother profited from their last name being Biden? And at a minimum, the kind of sort of subtle hint that they had the ear of the president, and at a maximum, the less than subtle hint? Absolutely. Why was Hunter Biden being put on these boards of energy companies? Well, because his last name was Biden. But by the same token, this is straight up cashing in on the fact that Donald Trump is president. There's just no other. I would be fascinated to know what other explanation there could possibly be for this. They are enriching their family. And I will note to people, Donald Trump has never put his assets in a blind trust. He has always been, yes, I know that Eric and Don Jr. are ostensibly running the company, but he is aware of what is happening there. This is the kind of stuff that we have not seen before. Whether it rises to the level of people getting angry about it, I always come on with you guys right after I tape my weekly podcast with Chuck Todd, formerly of Meet the Press. And Chuck said, I thought this was fascinating, he said, I know how the sort of Trump story ends. It ends in corruption. I just don't know when that's going to happen. Like, at what point will people start turning to some of these? I mean, it's corruption in plain sight, turning towards some of these things and say, wait a minute. And I think the answer is people are willing to overlook it right now. But if the economy goes bad, if there's a real turning against Donald Trump, it may well be that we revisit the Trump mobile phone and the Trump crypto bank and the Trump coin and say, wait, this isn't helping the country or even Donald Trump's campaign or even the Republican Party. This is padding Donald Trump's wallet.
Well, yeah. I mean, and now he's telling the American people, buy your kids one doll instead of five or two pencils instead of 500, which, again, what about the people who could only afford one doll in the first place? But he's telling you to tighten your wallets for America. Meanwhile, he's made billions already capitalizing on the name recognition of being president. I mean, it's just like you said, there's no other way to put it that all of these things would be this relevant if he were not president.
No, they wouldn't be. I mean, there is not a market for a Donald Trump meme coin if Donald Trump isn't the president of the United States. There just isn't. Like, I mean, you know, just like Don Jr. and Eric Trump and Steve Witkoff's son are not opening World Liberty Financial, this crypto bank, if Donald Trump isn't president, because there's just foreign countries aren't giving currency to it if you don't have the Trump name attached to it and Donald Trump is president. I mean, this is access. That is what is being sold here. And people, and they'll rightly remind you that Bill Clinton rented out the Lincoln bedroom to high dollar donors. I get that. But we're talking about billions of dollars here, not millions, not hundreds of thousands, not thousands, billions with a B. And again, do I think that the Trump mobile launch is going to fundamentally change the way people see Donald Trump? No, it won't. Not today. But I do think at some point people will get wise to the fact that this presidency is being monetized and access to this president is being monetized in ways that we have literally never seen before.
Chris Saliza, as always, we appreciate the conversation on Monday. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Chris Saliza, you can see him on YouTube, Newsphere, News Nation, also on Substack, an independent news creator. Sign up for that daily newsletter of his. It's called So What? It is very good, and we appreciate talking with him every Monday at 11 o'clock on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX. Sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium. Explore the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station.
The best thing about hot dogs, when it says all beef, they literally mean all of the beef.
Oh, gross.
Makes Gunner
hooves,
fit.
Hooves, eyeballs.
I don't care what's in it.
Have you heard of chicken back? Remember how at Michael's party we were talking about fried chicken and there's chicken legs and chicken thighs and someone said something about the back of a chicken?
I don't know what they're talking about.
That wasn't like a bad joke, was it?
I didn't hear that. A chicken back?
Yeah, like chicken thighs.
Okay, yeah.
Matt, Google that to make sure it's not offensive.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think that it is.
Dates back to the 1800s.
I know. Now that I said it out loud, but someone said, no, that's really part of the chicken.
Is that what? I think that's what Michael Kelly said whenever somebody gave him a bag of chicken, and then he realized there were bones in it and it wasn't tenders. He said, oh, here's your chicken back. Because he gave the Ziploc bag back to us.
What is it?
Chicken back is a flavorful, bony, and meaty cut of chicken that includes the backbone, ribs, and some breastbone. Often sold as a separate item from other cuts.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
I'd never heard of a chicken back until the party with fried chicken. Who were we talking to? I think it was a lady who said it.
Well, so when you said chicken back, my first thought was it was something you used to make stock. Like you would just put it in the pot and make stock with it.
Like the rotisserie chicken, and it's got all the bones, and then you can like make stock out of the leftover rotisserie chicken bones.
But I guess you can actually eat it?
I guess so. People eat chicken feet.
That's so weird.
But mechanically separated chicken, which is how they make hot dogs, I just picture these robots just ripping these chickens apart.
It's kind of how it looks.
Probably. But man, hot dogs are so good. To be completely honest, and I know people think, now, Amy, you've taken it too far. No, this is true. 100%. I would rather have a hot dog than lobster. Lobster doesn't do it for me.
What?
Lobster is not that good. It's just like butter. That's what it is.
Okay. No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. The meat has a very really good sweet taste.
I'm not trying to be obnoxious and prove a point. I honestly don't like lobster. My dad would always joke that I'm a cheap date. That's the one good thing about me, because I just don't like lobster. It's
good.
Just, I don't want fancy seafood. I love chicken. I like hot dogs.
Good. You get, for your birthday, you just get taken to Woofies.
Woofies?
The hot dog place.
Never been to Woofies.
It's amazing.
Everybody raves about it. I've not been there either. It's like, is it not Florissant.
Overland.
Oh. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would rather go to Woofies than a fancy seafood place.
That's just astounding.
And for a long time, I didn't drink. Imagine that.
I know.
If someone said, hey, what do you want? You can have anything. I'll pay for it. And I said, I'll take a hot dog and a Coke.
If I wasn't paying for it, there's no chance that I would pick a hot dog over lobster. If somebody else was paying for it, I would, of course I'll take the lobster.
If someone was paying it for it for the rest of my life, I would pick the hot dog over the lobster.
God. That's just, it's outrageous.
It's just butter. And you know, it's kind of like
you can eat it without
shrimp.
The butter. It doesn't taste like shrimp. It's got a much sweeter taste to it.
I'm just not a lobster person. They're also bottom feeders.
Well, that bottom tastes great. I'll tell you that much. Save that for Friday. I won't forget that one.
I'm also adding context myself, so I know, like, what was he talking about?
Because we're going to get in trouble if
we
don't
not.
Have context and we can't remember.
We haven't gotten in trouble by now. I think we're immune. We are immune to trouble.
They call you Teflon Ron G.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Aren't the people supposed to do something for us?
They're supposed to vote for us in the A-list last day. We
last
don't
day.
Need to win. We just don't want Glover to win. We got to split the vote.
Yep. Well, I mean, we should win.
Oh, yeah. We just don't have to. That's not our goal.
No. But you should vote for us anyway.
Our goal is to keep other people from winning.
St. Louis Magazine's A-list. This is your last day to vote for the Chris and Amy show. And if you don't, you will feel bad about yourself. That's what I know.
Because he would know.
We have tickets to give away.
Hot dog.
For the Outlaw Fest, which is coming up on the 28th of this month.
Not the Stagecoach Festival.
Not Stagecoach. At Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, yep. Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, Nathaniel Ratliff. So it's a great show. We have tickets to give away all week. Got to be listening for your chance to win on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX newsroom.
It's the right thing to do.
Things are absolutely
We've produced so much grit in this world, and now that is all being sort of tossed out.
The unrestrained power that Trump has.
That we each give each other hope that we'll get through this.
I want Congress to stand up in a turnover in 2 years.
So those are some voices from protesting done around the St. Louis area. Sean Malone was out and about talking with people who participated. There were protests all over the country in that No Kings protest effort. We've got with us Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji, Debbie Monterey in from the KMOX newsroom. And you went to...
I did not go to any
you
of
didn't
them.
Go to, okay.
I was at home.
Yes.
Oh, it's probably for the best.
I was car trouble, and yeah, my car is still in the shop. Sadly.
Car trouble?
I had to Uber in this morning. Do you know how much it cost to Uber in the middle of the night? 4.5 miles I had to go. It was $50.
Ooh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sadly.
Can you tell that to our boss, Steve, and have him, you know, take care of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you expense something like that?
That's what I meant. That's the word I was thinking of. Take care of it is the word I was thinking of expense.
$50 to get into work this morning. Anyway.
That's crazy.
So, yes, I did not go. But, you know, the interesting thing was that there were so many people in downtown St. Louis, which I think is where Sean was getting his audio from. But for people who didn't want to go downtown, I realize a lot of people don't. They don't want to park. They don't want to have to walk. And they were everywhere. Yeah. There was one on South Grand by my house. South County was a big one. Baldwin, DePere, St. Peter's, Arnold, Farmington, Alton.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were probably more that I'm forgetting.
I know I had a friend, multiple friends who did go to the various protests. One, I want to think it was, I thought it was South County, but it might have been the South Grand one. Lots of families, lots of American flags. I can't remember the one where there was a kid that played like the national anthem on a trumpet, which was kind of cool. And I get, you know, it's very, very politically charged. But I will say, because we've seen images of protests that turn violent for a variety of reasons, like outside agitators come in, people come in from out of town who have nothing to do with the protests in the city, seeing what a peaceful protest should be, where it's families and signs and American flags, I think was really encouraging because it is patriotic to peacefully assemble. That's such a basic American right. But not only that, it's such a big part of our American selfhood. The founding fathers protested like nobody's business. The founding fathers and their different rights and what they thought about government abuses and oversteps. I think being able to protest, whether you're Republican or Democrat, what you believe to be an abuse of power by the government might be one of the most American things ever. So I just thought it was kind of cool to see true peaceful protests all over the city.
Yeah, and all over the country. I mean, other than an incident in Utah where somebody shot a protester.
Have they even gotten to the bottom of that yet? From what I've read, it was somebody who just opened fire into the crowd, and he was shot at by one of the peacekeepers who also hit a bystander and killed that person. So I really don't know the backstory of the person who started the shooting.
It sounds like from what we know that it was some disgruntled person, not, you know, somebody who was there protesting for the day. But yeah, millions of people. I don't know what the final count is. 12 plus million people around the country. And it was peaceful. And like you said, kids and families.
A lot of families, yeah.
I saw some video on TikTok. I went to college in Kirksville, Missouri. There was one in Kirksville, Missouri, and mind you, there's a couple of colleges there and schools out, so it was just middle-aged white people and senior citizens, and I was like, all right, Kirksville, Missouri, showing up and
to have the energy
walkers
as
and canes.
As an old person, to have the energy to go out and protest.
Because I didn't have the energy Saturday. I was like, I have car trouble and I'm depressed. I'm staying home.
We had a caller, Courtney. She brought her two sons and was explaining, American democracy and civic duty and so forth. But she said one thing that really struck her was how many people were over the age of 65 at the protest.
Yeah.
She goes, I was pretty impressed.
Mm-hmm. I also am always impressed with these protest marches, how clever and creative people are, because it felt like just in general, all of the ones that I saw around St. Louis, almost everyone had a sign.
Yeah.
And some of them are just so clever.
Yeah.
Because I'm not clever that way.
That was my fear. I go, here's why I can't go to any protests. My sign would be unoriginal and I would take it very personally.
I mean, there were mass-produced signs, but, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, that's funny. That is clever.
I do want to organize a protest at some point. I've talked about this. For the parks. I want to march for the parks.
But
I got to think of something clever before I really go for it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that when I worked at Dick's Last Resort, one of the things you had to do was make the big paper hats, and you're supposed to write something on them. Clever. I was not good at that.
Yeah.
I think that's one reason. I was just good at being mean. Yeah, that's all I was good at.
I kind of hate April Fool's Day and all those things and Halloween in a way. I love Halloween as like a holiday, but I think it's because I'm just not that creative and clever.
Yeah.
And it's just too much effort. Like, I'm just coming up with something really clever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Whether or not you agree with the protests, it's good that people are doing it and they're voicing whatever feelings they have and doing it in a calm way. Like, that's the whole point,
I think that's what it is. I think that's where I was encouraged, just seeing real communities come together. Because, no, college campus is not real life. It's not real life. It's not the majority of Americans. And, yeah, a lot of protests, quote, unquote, were done really poorly. You don't want to be vandalizing buildings and, you know, burning American flags. And I disagree with supporting, you know, terrorist groups and mixing in peaceful protesters with outside agitators or bad actors. And I think that has been kind of in the news a lot lately, where it gives protests like bad connotations that somehow, well, they always get out of hand. But they didn't. They didn't
they
this
didn't,
weekend.
And they don't.
And they don't. Yeah.
I think also that what made me feel hopeful about that many people coming out is that it feels like a lot of people have disengaged. That there's this constant humdrum of like, rah! The news every day hits you in the face. And so people have withdrawn and they stop paying attention. And they stop engaging and they stop thinking about politics and what's happening and their civic engagement. And this just showed that a lot of people suddenly, you know, whether you're in agreement with the way the direction they're going or not, at least people are finally engaging again, because that's always my concern. You can't just have a couple people running the show. People have to pay attention.
And we talked about this yesterday. I mean, obviously we know the CBS poll a year ago or leading up to the election, that one of the biggest concerns for 74% of Americans, Republican and Democrat, is immigration. They weren't happy with what was going on. I would say it wasn't that they were happy with the immigration policy. It was like, we didn't really have a policy. Like, it's just kind of chaos, and it's been a political football, and it's been a mess. So we need to figure that out. However, when you are one of, if not the richest country in the world, when you're a country that's provided more freedom for more people than any other country in the world, yes, you need to secure your borders, absolutely, but you can do it with compassion. You can do it in a humane way. You can do it in a way that doesn't instill fear. But to be intentionally cruel and intimidating in a performative way, to separate families, that is an injustice. And to me, that's un-American. Like, I'm not saying that it's willy-nilly open borders. What I am saying is, when we discuss something like immigration policy, it needs to be done. We have the ability to do it with compassion and in an orderly manner. And I think if people were protesting, it doesn't mean that they were against any border policy. It means you're against
the way it's being done. Yeah.
And cruel means, yes, of really intimidating people.
Because you hear
scaring people.
There was I forgot who it was that said it to us, maybe, but it was, or maybe I saw an interview somewhere of a person making the argument that, you know, you hear from people who might have an employee of theirs who is undocumented and doing a lot of really good work. And they'll go to an attorney and say, can you help this guy? This guy's great. He, you know, he does this and he does all of this and he's just trying to work really hard for his family. And then trying to get people to realize, like, there are thousands and thousands of people exactly like mm-hmm. who you're talking about. Your guy isn't the only one that is here to work really hard, right? Your guy that you're talking about is one of thousands of people who are just trying to make a better life for themselves, and they're not criminals.
I also think that it does show that sometimes protest and speaking out does help, because the Trump administration has pulled back on immigration raids in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. When people see ICE agents chasing people down mm-hmm. fields where they're picking strawberries in yeah. Ventura, California, they're clearly working. You know, the farm industry is like, what are you doing? So he's going to pull back on that. But at the same time, he's going
to... Somebody got to him.
Yeah. And hospitality, people are yep. like, you know what? Hotels need to stay open. So he's pulling back on that. But I think instead he's just targeting places he doesn't like Chicago and...
Los Angeles. Yeah, that will continue. So, and he even said that. He flat out said it on Truth Social. He's going after blue cities is mm-hmm. what he's doing, which I have a pretty big problem with. So, we also got some of the St. Louis Police Department released some video, some body cam video of officers responding to the tornado on May 16th, a month ago.
Yeah, it was and Robert Tracy, Chief Tracy, talking about his officers and what a good job they do. And I'm glad that they did that, because I think that was smart. You just hear about police officers when they don't do the job that they're yeah. supposed to do. You know, where are they? Why did they do this? But you know, you don't often see the video of mm-hmm. a police officer jumping into action and helping somebody. So I'm glad they did that. And we need more good stories to come out of yeah. the tornado, because a lot of people have been doing a lot of incredible things since yeah. that tornado hit.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Oh, no, you
good
are.
Good luck with... Stop it. No.
Do you mean it?
Oh. Of course. Good luck with well, your car. Deb. That's so frustrating.
I know.
You have to give us the update tomorrow. You can't keep paying to Uber here.
Hey, if it makes you feel better, my tires kept going flat.
Okay. I just had that too.
Like six times.
I know.
In the last 6 months. It's absurd.
It's like you're happy to see your neighborhood being fixed up, and then you just drive over right. nails and screws like, constantly.
Come on, man. Debbie Monterey from the KMOX newsroom.
Bye.
Thanks, Bye, Debbie. Debbie.
Hey, we told you that we have tickets to give away for the Outlaw Fest, which is coming up June 28th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan,
still
Nathaniel
kicking.
Ratliff. Wow.
Wow.
What a great show
Two
that is.
Two out of the three are especially impressive.
Let's give away our first pair of tickets.
Right now?
Caller number six to the contest line, 955-1120, 314-955-1120. Caller six, going to go to the Outlaw Fest. Don't worry, though. We have tickets to give away all week long on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Congratulations to Gregory in St. Charles.
Greg? How's it going, Greg?
Yep.
Won a pair of tickets.
So
for Outlaw Fest, which we'll give away more tomorrow and the rest of the week, so don't worry.
We said Gregory. I have a friend named Craig, and I call him Gregory, and I've called him Gregory for so long that now Gregory feels right, and I feel like that is a name, but it's not. I don't think it's a name.
I'm sure there's somebody named Gregory. I don't know why it would be. I guarantee if you Google Gregory, there is one that comes up.
It sounds right now, Gregory. We had a Craig who worked here, and I called him Gregory, and he looked at me like I was insane. And I'm like, no, no, your name, isn't that your full name, Gregory? Like Jimothy?
Jimothy?
Yeah.
That one's not, that's not, that's totally illegal.
No, Jimothy, Jim is short for Jimothy.
There's somebody named Gregory Birch Jr.
What
I don't know,
do?
I don't know, just, that's, I don't know.
Is Gregory real? Because now it feels real to me.
I don't know. Just it popped up when I Googled it. So at any rate, you can call your kid. You can call your kid whatever you want, as long as it's not offensive, I think.
Yeah, that's true. No, my whole thing is like, have you ever met a baby named Craig? And nobody has.
Well, I've never met a baby, so.
Yeah, well, no, you've never met a baby named Craig. And my parents said, we did have friends who named their baby Craig. And I said, oh, yeah? They said, yeah, but he's 40 now, as all Craigs are.
Everybody named Craig is at least 40 now.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Okay.
It's like the name Jennifer. You don't have a...
Oh, that's not true. Jennifer is way more common
when
than Craig.
When is the last... I don't know anybody under 35 named Jennifer. Jennifer.
I don't either.
Yep. See? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, 100 Acts of Kindness.
Yep.
In partnership with Jerry Kelly here on the Chris and Amy Show, we're going to have all kinds of stuff that's happening from now until the end of the year. But one thing we want to do this week, we're calling a community shout out. So we just want you, if you are listening and you know of somebody in, you know, your friend group or your family or somebody in your community who is just doing right by people, who is daily or sometimes or has done a really great act of kindness or something that you think they should just be acknowledged for it, reach out to us and let us know because we would like to highlight that person too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, you can text the show at 314-436-7900. You can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app and tell us about them, whatever you want to do. Or on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX, just tweet at us. Because we would love to hear about that person or company or organization or business or whatever.
So you do need to be listening. If you're not listening on 104.1 FM, why not? What's going on?
Problem. Maybe you're out of town, like on the moon or something.
Maybe.
And you need the Odyssey app.
But 104.1 FM is awesome. Listen, and you're going to want to listen tomorrow too. Not only so you have an opportunity to give your community shout out, but... as we do every week now, we launch our question of the week on Tuesday, and this one's a doozy.
It is.
This one's going to get a lot of people riled up. It comes from a personal experience of Chris Ranji.
I have a feeling that 98% of people are going to be on my side on this.
There's a lot of people listening who are never on your side.
Yeah. Well,
they've got
these 98
Ranji derangement syndrome.
They have RDS.
They have RDS.
Yeah. Can't stop thinking about me. So that's what we'll do, because this question, dude.
It's a doozy, and we do want to hear from you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let me just put it this way. Okay. There is a family with a young child, a very young child. I don't know who these people are, but I am hoping that they are all in jail today.
Okay.
Because of what they did over the weekend.
You don't want to put kids in jail.
Well, kid deserves it. He started the whole thing. Mom and dad did nothing to stop it.
So see, anyway, this is going to be good stuff tomorrow. It will be our question of the week, but we'll want to hear from you because that's what we do. It's a public service. And don't forget your community shout out. And it can be something, like I said, like
it can be simple.
Incarnate Word Parish, their life teen, a bunch of the teens, their youth went out to help clean up in North City, the tornado damage. It could be a neighbor that you help someone helps an elderly neighbor.
Sure.
It could be, you know what it could be? Like someone at, like a checker at a grocery store, like the cash register.
A checker.
What do you call it? I'm sorry.
Cashier? Clerk?
Cashier?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Or, thanks, Matt. I was going to let it slide.
That's all the time we got for today.
It could be them just going, like, where they're extra friendly. And they just make you feel good every day. Give them a shout out.
Hey, this texter right here says, I'm on YouTube all the time. I don't know how to watch you live. Well, we're on YouTube. Find KMOX News, and you can find the Chris and Amy show.
It's hard to find us.
It's not that hard.
It's kind of hard.
Also, you can watch the Gas House Gang, which is our baseball sports show coming up next. That is also on YouTube. Just search Gas House Gang. For Amy Marks Kors, I'm Chris Ranji. Anything you missed on the Odyssey app, go back and get the podcast if you want. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the Chris and Amy show. But coming up next, Tom Ackerman and me for the Gas House Gang on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.